Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The San Francisco 49ers select Ricky Pearsall.
Yay!
Wide receiver, Florida.
What a gangster.
Well, that doesn't really clear a lot up.
Man, it adds fuel to the... to the rumor mill. Happy Payday Friday,
Scott. Yeah, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Catch me on Monday. I'll be bad, but right now I'm on top.
49ers select wide receiver Ricky Pearsall.
Why?
Out of Florida. What's that?
Why?
Because they're going to trade Debo now.
Or Ayuk.
Or
you got it honed in the streets of
Silver.
No, he did tweet it.
San Francisco Chronicle saying Debo now more likely to be traded at some point than
Ayuk. Well, I'll say this. Steiny, I'm not going to give you the tennis shoes to run a victory lap, but I think highly of the Niner weaponry, and I always have. And that basically meant the wideouts and the tight end and obviously McCaffrey. But PFF had something after the Super Bowl, and basically it was saying that the Niners receivers, Debo and Ayuk, didn't get a lot of separation. But with this pick, which I thought was going to be an O lineman or something in the secondary, the kid can ball, pretty Ricky. But the fact that you went that route tells me two things. You feel like that might be the reason you lost a game because you weren't explosive as Goo thought. So we'll see if something pops off, Steiny. But Michael Silver did tweet that it looks like it could be Debo now, not Ayuk.
Yeah. So we'll try to figure out where the 49ers go from here. 888-957-9570 is the number. Jump in and let's talk about this pick. The 49ers take a wide receiver. It's their first-round pick in 3 years. If you look at the last couple drafts, and I get it, Evan brought this up, they didn't have any first-round picks, but it's tough for young players to play on this team. They're kind of like the Warriors in the middle of their dynasty, in a way. And you look at the last 2 years, and they haven't gotten a lot of contributions from guys because they're a Super Bowl contender. I look at this pick right here and say, well, if they don't make a move, if they don't trade Debo Samuel or Brandon Ayuk, this kid's not going to play.
Oh, he is, Steiner.
Oh, no chance. No chance he's going to play. If they don't trade he's the fourth receiver.
But he plays slot, so he could bump off Juwan Jennings, Ricky Bell.
Yeah.
Steiner, you don't spend a first-round pick on a guy you don't think could hit the ground running and help you. That's all I'm saying. There's no doubt this kid is going to play. And the question I have with many others, is it going to be with the dynamic duo or just one of them? Steiner, you don't waste a first-round pick on a guy that you think is going to be a project or is not ready.
Where's he going to play?
The slot.
Well, to me, this is what's the one thing the 49ers
take the top off the defense.
No. Like, to me, what is the strength of the 49ers? Their weapons. Okay, they just added another one, but there's not a lot of room for him to play. I just they've got what they think are two dynamic receivers.
See, I want to fight back on that. That's what I thought. So if there's no trade, Steiny, they're telling us they need more. And now it's all starting to fall in place. And I know the draft is really starting today, Steiny, and you got all the rounds where you find the diamonds in the rough and all your research and analytics come into play. So it's not over, but for them, and it's early, it signals to me that Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch don't look at the offensive line as the reason they lost the Super Bowl. And they want to, I feel like they're talking to me. Koo, you've been talking about where was this prolific offense all throughout the playoffs. And I never once thought maybe the wideouts weren't getting it done or not as dynamic. This kid, he's got some gifts. And if there's no trade, Steiny, that's telling me they need more when they throw the ball.
Yeah, I don't. I
oh, wow.
I mean.
Yeah, that's how I'm seeing it.
Yeah. To me, it doesn't make a lot of sense unless.
A lot of people were shocked. Now, what if you're trading one of the two then, Steiny? This is the replacement.
Well, to me, the one thing that makes sense is to get this guy in here as a rookie, knowing he's not going to play very much, but get him up to speed, and then at the end of the year, you determine what you're going to do with Debo Samuel. But
nobody's getting traded then. They would all three.
I mean, if they move somebody now, a wide receiver.
Like a Debo.
Well, then they got worse. They got worse at wide receiver.
I would back you up on that, but I would also say they must feel this kid.
But we spent the whole week.
Yeah, we did.
The whole week talking about if they had traded Brandon Ayuk, moved up to get a lineman, an offensive lineman, and then gone in with their guys. Like, I think everybody said, well, how do you get better if you trade Brandon Ayuk? Like, if they were to trade Ayuk or Debo Samuel right now, they got worse at wide receiver.
Well, maybe they do in the second round, which I thought they should have did in the first round pick. Maybe they go get that offensive lineman that could give Purdy more protection. But sure. Now you got me thinking. Like,
I don't think lineman's off the table.
Oh, there's doubt they're going
to. They probably figured there's more. Well, plenty of chances to get lineman in the second round.
But this is where we differ. Now you got me scratching my head. So I'm under the assumption that if Debo or Ayuk are moved, this guy would get first crack at. You're telling me, Goo, it still would be Juwan Jennings?
I don't know.
It still would be. Like, this kid's got to play because you don't lose. I'm not going to say your heart and soul. But if it's Debo or Ayuk, Steiny, those are factors on your offense. So they must look at this kid from Arizona State like he can hit the ground running.
Yeah, I don't know. Did Brandon Ayuk hit the ground running?
No, he did not.
As a higher pick?
That did it, but. That was when Debo, I don't want to say in his prime, though, Steiny. This offense was pre-McCaffrey. It was Debo left, Debo right, Debo wide. It was Debo-centric.
888-957-9570. Does this pick make sense to you, 49er fans?
Yeah, great question.
Or doesn't it make sense until something else happens? Mm. Are the 49ers going to go forward into training camp and into the regular season next year, this upcoming year, with still Debo, with still Brandon Ayuk? And then you find out what you have in this rookie wide receiver. Or do you think they make a move before the season starts for Debo or Brandon Ayuk? And Michael Silver's reporting that it's more likely now to be Debo Samuel.
Yeah, he's tapped in, Steiny.
I'm just saying that before the draft, the one thing that people seem to suggest was that you can't be a better team immediately if you're playing a rookie wide receiver instead of either Debo Samuel or Brandon Ayuk. So I don't know what's going to happen. Well, brought this guy in as a rookie and get him up to speed in the first year. Hopefully after year one, you say, you know what, this guy's pretty good. Now we can confidently move off Debo.
So Juwan Jennings, and that's what I guess I'm omitting, Steiny. He probably honestly would get the more snaps. You know what I mean? If we think we are correct in the assessment that the Niners have a Juwan Jennings and maybe he would get the first crack at it, that doesn't sound crazy, and this kid would contribute. But now, you know, I'm talking greasy like this kid is Justin Jefferson or CeeDee Lamb. I don't want to take – got a lot of tattoos, Donnie. I don't want to take that from him, but the Niners must feel that they got in-house replacement. But yesterday I left here, and I knew that you felt like me, Brandon Ayuk wasn't going to get traded today. Now with that Mike Silver tweet and the position that they drafted at wide receiver, which caught me off guard, do you think Debo's traded today in round two? I do.
Do you?
I don't want him to go, but that's you. Like, you had other holes, other areas that needed attention, not receivers.
Well,
still
nine picks.
I thought
they got nine picks left. So,
but the earlier you go, you would think the better you get.
I guess so, but they maybe thought that by their pick in the second round, that the receivers that they all liked wouldn't be there.
Well,
and the one that they liked was there, so they took him, and now probably in the second round they'll look for an
former
offensive
teammate.
Lineman.
They played 1 year together, Stoney, yeah. And Evan let us know they worked out.
Yeah.
I listened to ABC. I watched ABC Channel 7. I don't know if you got to see Lynch and Shanahan's presser. Stoney, it wasn't weird, and I know I got a different type of mind, but they were talking about Ayuk, and Kawakami and some others asked, you know, does that mean Ayuk's not getting traded? And I feel conflicted on the answers because they varied. Kyle was like, Ayuk's a Niner, you know, we expect him here. And then in the same breath, you know, our phone's always on. If we got, you know, a great package, I'm like, if I'm Ayuk in this instance, I don't know if I like hearing my boss say, on one hand, not I'm untouchable, I'm here, but then on the other, hey, I'm using you. There could be a scenario to get Brandon Ayuk. Like, how would that make you feel?
Well, he started it. I mean, he was the guy who started on social media that he might have played his last game for the Niners. He's made his unhappiness apparent. So the 49ers have been asked about it, and they've been pretty straightforward about taking calls, making calls. They don't have anything that they liked enough to move him. But, I mean, to me, if I would look at this pick and say, well, just don't overthink it and tell me what your thoughts are, it would be, okay, they're not trading Debo Samuel and they're not trading Brandon Ayuk right now. That's what I take from the pick. I really do.
But how do you get better than Stoney if that was not an area of weakness to me? I'm not the aficionados.
It's you know insurance. What I mean? They know. To me, I'll look at it as simply as possible. Is they know Debo's only going to be on the team one more year. Maybe they know Debo's only going to be on the team one more year. They had to get another receiver in here. They love this guy. And they decided to push off an offensive lineman to the second round. That makes sense to me.
Right.
The one thing that, to me, wouldn't make sense now is to trade Debo Samuel right now and say, well, we have Super Bowl aspirations, but we have a wide receiver who's in his first year, and we're just hoping he's really, really good.
So you're going to stick to that.
I wouldn't
do
that.
Not that you have to. If we find out tonight and I text you later that Debo's traded, you'll be like, what the F then? Why did you how do you have Super Bowl or championship aspirations and you did something a year sooner than you had to? Because you're telling me without Debo, and I agree, you're not a better offense, Donnie. No matter who the odds would be
That's why I don't think he's getting anybody's moving.
But that's why that Michael Silver, and I'm not saying he's Jesus, I know he's tapped in, but Stoney, that tweet reads like he's getting that from somewhere.
Yeah, like this to me makes sense from the 510. The pick is insurance for and if Debo Samuel gets hurt and misses any time, or if Debo Samuel isn't on the team at the end of next year, which everybody seems to think is more than a possibility.
Right. Yeah.
So that's the way I'm looking at it. If I'm a 49er fan, I'm saying to myself right now, okay, we just drafted a receiver because they know that they're going to lose a receiver in the next year.
Mm.
But you're right. I mean, if you trade Debo Samuel right now and you go into the season with Jennings, with Ayuk, and with Pearsall, well, yeah, it would seem like you took a step back in terms of the receivers, but they've got nine picks, and if they start stacking linemen, then maybe the thinking in the building is we will just drop off a tick at the wide receiver position if this guy's good, and then we upgrade the offensive line more significantly so that the offense as a whole is better. Like, is that, to me, that's a little riskier. Yeah. But if that's their thought process, then I understand it.
Yeah, and I left here, I left you all, and there was no part of my body or mind that thought when Goodell went up to, I was waiting for a trade first, 90, but I never thought this position would be where they would go first. And Chicago Jason's on the First NorCal Credit Union YouTube chat. He said, guys, it was just day one of the draft. I get you, Chicago Jason, but I'm just perplexed. And there were three picks that perplexed me. This is one of them. Penix going to Atlanta when you just gave Kirk Cousins $100 million. And Bo Nix, Donnie. Those were the heads. And J.J. McCarthy going to Minnesota. So those were my four kind of, And I know it's day one, but, man, I got to tell you, I'm excited because I don't want Debo to be gone off the Niners. That's just me.
This is what Kyle Shanahan said about Ricky Pearsall.
I mean, he's got the 40 to still get on top of people on the outside, which where that starts a little bit. I mean, just got to have a threat of that to scare guys in a go route. And if you can do that, you can separate on the other routes. But he can get out of his break very well. He's not huge, but he's still got a good body to where he can do inside or to any length of a corner. So, I mean, all of our receivers who play outside, they also play inside. So we kind of want a guy who can do it all.
That was Kyle Shanahan talking about Ricky Pearsall. 888-957-9570 is the number. What do you think of the pick, 49er fans? Do you feel like you understand it? Does it give you any certainty one way or the other with Debo Samuel or Ayuk?
Huh?
How did this play among the 49er fans is what I'm interested in. Are you confused by the pick or does it make sense?
What if you're Ayuk or Debo? And I know you're going to say, "Goo, I don't care, but I need you to." Would you be like, "What the hell y'all doing?" Or telling your family, "We need to call you. We need to get some boxes around here because we might be one of us. We might be going somewhere." Like that's all. The kid can ball. You just lost the Super Bowl because we thought your offensive line wasn't up to par. Now I believe Kyle's telling us our receivers are not dynamic as much as Guru thinks.
Well, or he's saying, Guru, we're losing one. We're going to lose a guy.
But what happened to the Bob Myers, who got some love on the telecast yesterday, Stani? You don't have to make a decision until
they didn't. They didn't. They didn't make a decision to trade anybody at this point.
Oh, okay.
To me,
but that could be changed after tonight.
You want to bet?
No, because I don't want to be right and Debo be gone.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be gone.
Oh, all right, okay.
I don't think they're ready to move off Debo Sam. I mean, we spent all week talking about how the draft is a crapshoot.
And it still is.
Right, but why do you assume this guy can come? Oh, he's a baller. He's going to come in and ball.
No, I'm not. Hey,
I mean, he may not. He's probably not as good as Juwan James.
And he's
got to
get stronger, too, Stoney. Beat that bump and run coverage, coverage.
You got him in here for a year to develop him, to see if he's legitimate.
I got you, Stoney. So when I see you Monday, you think Ayuk and Debo will still be here?
I do.
All right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Otherwise, they're going to have to figure out a way to upgrade other positions.
That was odd.
Let's go out to Philmo Mike.
Mike.
What's up, Philmo? How you doing, buddy?
Oh, man, what's good?
Hey.
We know you're going to keep it real, Mike.
No, for real. I'm going to keep it real. So I was shocked about the pick. But I'm going to keep it from a perspective of they picked the person that they picked, right?
Right.
And I'm going to go and say, this is what I want to happen going forward. Pick up a tackle, maybe pick up a safety or a corner, like a Jimmy Ward, a baby Jimmy Ward, because Jimmy Ward is one of the best football players in the league. Anyway, that's just neither here nor there. But my point is, this is my ultimate point. What if they drafted the guy and said, you know what, let's be even more dynamic. Let's double down on playmakers. We got Kittle. We got McCaffrey. What if they say, you know what, let's use Debo a little bit more and McCaffrey, like, let's get weird and say, McCaffrey, you go in the slot. Debo, you come in the backfield. We running a sweep left. We got two people on the outside doing crazy routes that really know what they're doing. You got Juwan Jennings and Kittle coming through the middle. So, like, I was shocked at the pick, but if I'm just going to be in my fan mode and say, okay, well, I want all this stuff. I want him to keep Debo. I want him to keep Brandon Ayuk. I want him to keep everybody for at least one more year. I want him to draft the tackle. If you look at it like that, if you say positionless football, They got some pieces, man. If you could just, if Kyle, you know, like you say, Guru, he was in the lab. You know what I'm saying? He gonna go in the lab and he gonna go in and he gonna dial up some routes, man. In which Purdy just gotta drop the ball in whoever's basket, or you got the threat of Debo and McCaffrey in one backfield, and you still got three other, four other receivers, you know, doing their thing.
So I'll say this to you.
You still got Juszczyk.
Yeah, let me say this to you, Mike. And you're right. It's all a crapshoot. I just thought they could get this guy in the second and even third round. So that's why I'm just a bit perplexed that they didn't get Jimmy Ward 2.0 or get that lineman or tackle you talk about. Because the earlier you do it, you think the chances of that guy panning out or is just a better player. That's why I'm shocked they went at wide receiver. But you could be right. It's all about being more dynamic as much as I thought they were dynamic with Debo and Ayuk.
Guru, you got to get the best player. You have to get the best player in the draft. You got your best player. If you're convicted in him, get him. Pick him up and just keep getting best players. You
hey, know Philmo. What I'm
you can't worry about. Yeah, thank
Phil,
you.
Philmo, one more. No, I got a question before I let you go. Do you think Debo Samuel and or Ayuk is more likely to be traded now or not?
I mean, thinking like from my brain, they're more likely. But thinking from my heart, I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, see, I think you're right. Go ahead.
That's real.
Yeah, I feel like Debo. So another thing about Debo, if you watch the Niners and Debo this whole offseason, they've been collaborating with the NFL. I don't think they're going to really trade Debo after they've done a lot of stuff on. They did his jersey switch to number one, and it was on. They tagged it with NFL and the Niners. So all this stuff, I don't think that they're going to trade him.
I don't either. I think what they're going to do is they drafted a receiver, and they're going to play out the year with the guys they have.
Wow, man.
Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk,
Juwan Jennings.
They find out about Pearsall, how good he is. Ideally, then what happens is at the end of the first year, you're like, wow, we got a legitimate receiver in Ricky Pearsall. So guess what? Now Debo can go. But Mike said something that did hit me a little bit, because I've always been looking at it as though, you know, when you pay Purdy, you're going to have to
lop off
some of these weapons. Mm-hmm. But
luxuries.
I thought maybe one thing they'll do is move off a receiver this year if they know they have to do it in time anyway, and maybe take a downgrade at the wide receiver position. But I don't. It looks to me like the way to do this is to bring in a rookie receiver and to let it play out this year with Debo and Ayuk. Pay Ayuk, see if you can win a Super Bowl. If you win a Super Bowl, then you make decisions based on that. If you don't get a Super Bowl, you come up short again, then you got to make another decision on what to do with Debo or maybe Ayuk again. You revisit. But like on the one hand, I kind of like the idea of bringing a guy in now, knowing that he can play the year to get up to speed, so that when you lose one of these guys, if that's what's going to happen, then you got a guy, then you got his replacement already in the building, and he's got a year under his belt.
Let me run this through the Stani processor. So we left here yesterday, and we were hearing the noise on the streets was Ayuk would be the guy possibly traded. You'll admit now with this silver tweet, Stani, and I keep going, now that's shifted to Debo, right? Do you feel that way? That's why I'm a little, if I'm a Debo fan in the Bay right now, I got to feel like that silver tweet, the fact that it was Ayuk, now it's Debo, like there's more than just smoke here.
I mean, why couldn't they be looking to move either one? Maybe they're looking to move either one. They're just figuring out who can give them the better deal. But the more I think about it from a logical standpoint, if you think you're in a Super Bowl window, then
you can't lose either one. Then.
Not
why
right,
would you
not
do that?
Going into the season. Mm. I mean, I don't care who this kid is.
Florida.
You're going for a Super Bowl, and you're going to count on a rookie wide receiver after a guy who's been here for 4 years, the second team All-Pro?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I don't think they're going anywhere.
Couldn't you got this guy maybe in the second round?
If they liked him, they liked him. And that, like, that's the one thing I do believe about Kyle Shanahan, is if he liked this guy a lot, they weren't going to wait.
Well,
you know, that's kind of who Kyle Shanahan, I think he is. He's a guy who believes in his ideas and his assessments, and he's going to do it. But 888-957-9570 is the number. What did this pick tell you about the San Francisco 49ers and their direction? Do you think it's more likely that Debo or Ayuk goes? It's less likely, but what about the timing? Yeah. What about the timing of all this? When does it all come down, if it does? My feeling is they drafted this guy to replace one of their wide receivers, but not for a year. That segment, the number again, 888-957-9570. That segment was brought to you by the Order of Malta Clinic.
Never close the door on a trade. I mean, we, you know, we'll always listen, and we have, and we like our group as it stands.
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That was 49ers general manager John Lynch talking about the wide receiver group. He says they like them now. They like the group a lot. After drafting Ricky Pearsall out of Florida, and how you feeling about it, 49er fans? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being shocked, what number would you give
it? I'm at a 10.
Really?
Yeah, Norm Nixon. I appreciate that. And, you know, real quick here, Stoney, I'm bad with analogies, and I know sports is different than dating, but could you imagine if you're in a relationship or you're married? You say, yeah, I'm married, I love her, but I'm always open for... You can't say that. That's just...
What should he have said?
You know, we love our guys, and
he did. He said they like their group.
I guess just a part of always being open for business. Like, it's almost like I'm in a relationship, but I'm always technically on the market.
Have you followed professional sports much?
Yeah,
it's what happens.
But I'm following words in this instance,
right? So Brandon Ayuk made his displeasure known.
Well, so you keep going.
He has. I mean,
So did Debo a couple years ago.
We don't take calls here at San Francisco.
They take calls.
Yeah, we don't take calls. We're not taking calls.
But before we get back into what the Niners did. How you feeling about what happened with Cousins? They gave him $100 million. Why would they go draft a quarterback?
It's just disrespectful.
That was the shock of the draft.
And you know, I could see you doing it to a guy like Brock Purdy, but you can't do it to Kirk Cousins, who's done something in this league.
But what if they said we gave him 100 M's? You'll be okay.
Yeah, I think I'll be fine.
The draft really starts today.
See, I wasn't that shocked by the pick because, again, I'm going to assume that the strategy for the 49ers is that they are keeping Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk this season because they're going for a Super Bowl and they think their window is open.
So something can change that, and that would be a trade. But then you'd be like, that's kind of risky. I think that was your verbiage.
Yeah. Yeah. To me, this makes some sense.
What if this kid's Dante Pettis? Somebody takes that in on the
What if he's Puka Nakua?
No. I mean,
who knows? That's the point. You know, that's why you do it, is you get him in here for a year, and you'll have a whole year's worth of new information, and maybe by the end of the year, you'll want to come off Ayuk. I don't know. Maybe you want to come off Deebo. That's the most logical one. Or maybe you love what happens, and you come off somebody else. But it gives them a year to play with where they can still contend. I mean, the one thing Shanahan said, I'll just play Shanahan. Yeah. Hold on.
Plays the position real well. I mean, whether he was outside, inside, either receiver, all three of the positions, he can separate down the field, he can separate underneath, got really good hands, extremely smart, very well developed. You can tell he's, I guess I'd call it a gym rat or something, because you can just see he's worked on his routes, put in a lot of hours, because you can see it on tape, and there's really nothing he can't do, and he can fit in whatever role based off the other guys.
All right, that's Kyle Shanahan talking about Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah, he likes the
picks. 49er. Let's go out and take some calls. Let's go to Brian. Start us off, Brian. Brian's in Santa Clara. What's up, B? How you doing, man?
This is Blaine.
All right, Blaine, how you doing?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey.
All right. Let's try Larry in San Francisco. What's up, Larry? How you doing, buddy? What do you got for me?
I'm all right. How y'all doing?
Doing great. Thank you.
Oh, on that scale of 1 to 10, I'm a 12.
Really?
I don't get it. I mean, it's obvious we need a corner help. That's the first thing. But was he the best receiver on the board? Like, the guy that went right after him, did you see what they had as a comparable?
Who?
Like, they had A.J. Brown. Like, Carolina, I believe, moved up to get him out of South Carolina.
Kyle likes this guy.
I'm a little baffled in it. Are we sure in our linebacker room? Like, are we sure? We know Greenlaw is coming off an injury.
Yeah.
Do we like our right tackle? Do we really like him?
Well, you got more picks today, but I'm with you on, did you need to go get that right now? That's all.
And I agree with you all on what he had been there in the second or third round. Like,
man, right.
Like, what's the chatter on the street for this guy? Man. I didn't hear a whole lot of chatter.
Appreciate the call, Larry.
Pretty Ricky, they call him, Steiny.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. What? He said 12. He broke the scale.
I mean, it makes sense to me. I mean, if somebody doesn't like what they did, I get it. But I got to assume that this is just to give them a year to figure out the direction they're going to go with either Deebo or Ayuk.
Okay, Steiny,
I could be wrong.
Yeah, but don't you want what you deem a for sure shot to help you plug up one of the other areas of the team to get back to the Super Bowl?
I got
to
say this. Especially, they have 9 more picks. Like, if they take 4 offensive linemen in their next 9 picks, will people say, are you going to say we should have taken one in the first round? I mean, they can still address all their areas of need. They pick this guy with their first pick. Let's see how the other, like, I'll bet anybody that they're going to come out of this draft with some offensive linemen. Does anybody want to bet me on that?
Not at all.
Of course not. So,
but the art of the draft is It's all a crapshoot, but Stani,
you don't think the
49ers, higher pick you have, right, the better player you're getting.
So you don't think the 49ers assessed the offensive line group that was available at 31, the wide receiver group at 31, and they determined that if they take this guy at wide receiver at 31, they like him. They like him enough to take him, and clearly they feel like they can go back into the draft in the second and third rounds and address their other areas, primarily the offensive line.
Well,
like, that makes sense. That's what I've got to assume at this point.
So you're giving them the benefit?
Forget if you agree with it or not. Do you kind of assume that's what they're thinking?
Yeah, and the way you put it, I agree. I just don't like the fact that earlier you said, and you could be wrong, that you don't expect a sudden impact from this kid.
I don't.
So why would you waste your first-round pick on something that's not going to help you right away?
Because maybe they do. They probably do expect him to contribute in some way. I mean, to me, he could be, you know, even if he has a great rookie year, he'll be like Pajemski in a way.
Yeah.
He'll be a rotation guy. He'll get out there on the field.
Or Puka, who you just got me thinking about. I mean, and he came out of nowhere.
But he had like 100 catches.
Yeah, no, but nobody, he wasn't supposed to do that, and he's a baller. So,
I mean,
and this is a reach because I don't believe NFL teams need to waste or not even waste, use a first-round pick to send a message to two other guys on your team. But there's no way this was a message to Ayuk and Debo. And the reason I say that is if you're right and none of them are traded, Ayuk is about to get his money regardless.
Well, the other thing is, and I'm not saying this is why they did it, but
they want to be more
explosive.
Maybe
they play hardball now with Ayuk.
Or what we saw in the Super Bowl and what I've been whining about, because I have been scratching my head, is, Stani, why wasn't the offense more prolific? Maybe they're telling us why, what they believe was part of the reason.
Maybe.
That's what has me like, whoa, you know, whoa, like Rob. He's a rapper in New York, rest in peace. He had a song called Whoa.
Who?
Black Rob.
Oh, boy.
It's a song. Everybody knows it except you.
They don't know it. No, not everybody knows it.
Well, now you do.
What's the guy's name?
Black Rob. Rest in peace. Like Dibs would know. Like, whoa. It was a hit. It was a banger. Everybody knows it. It's like the alphabet. But yeah.
Please relax.
All right.
They have 9 more picks. Stein, if they're going to move Debo, wouldn't it make more sense to draft a player with a similar skill set? I don't know that there are a lot of similar skill sets in terms of players with Debo Samuel. But, again, I'm not really confused, Regulator, on the YouTube chat. I think it makes sense if they're keeping both these receivers for another year.
And that's the big question that going into round two today is if the Niners are going to do that.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Douglas. Douglas is in Oakland. What's up, Douglas? How you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing today?
Hey. Doing well.
I want to talk about Debo and IU.
Okay.
Kid they drafted.
Yeah.
Why couldn't it be they just drafted him to replace Ray McCloud at punt returner?
Maybe. He does punt return also.
Yeah, maybe that's why they drafted him. Why move Debo? Why move IU? Why not just add another piece to the puzzle that's badly needed as the punt return?
And you know what? That's the view I'm taking as of right now, Doug. I'm assuming that they get more depth at the wide receiver position. It makes them more able to make a move at the end of the year with more information. And if this guy can return punts and he's good at it, well, that's a bonus to your special teams too. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Douglas. Appreciate the call. Evan, had you ever heard of Black Rob?
Yeah.
Yeah. And where's he from?
I don't know, but I've heard him.
New York.
So he's not a Bay Area guy. Nah, but he's great, right?
Well, he had a hit.
Had a couple.
One hit wonder?
Pretty much.
The song Ready is pretty good.
I love it.
Oh, is that the one that they play on the morning roast?
No.
Oh. When the 49ers have a game, we ready. That's the one.
Lick it, Stoney. We ready.
Hey, by the way.
Come on, now it's payday.
Yeah, no, I know, it's payday.
What you got?
I was just going to throw in a non sequitur.
It's what we do.
Oh, boy. You know who's ashamed today?
I'm trying to think.
You know who feels ashamed today? Guarantee you. He's not having a good day.
Spadoni.
Steph Curry.
Oh, yeah. I tweeted.
There is no way
that
he is proud of winning the Clutch Player Award.
No doubt, Stoney.
I would give that one
back. I tweeted that.
I couldn't accept that.
I got Curry underwear on. I tell you, I'm the biggest Curry guy.
I'll use Guru's favorite line. No shade at Curry. I swear to God, no shade at Curry. But how can the guy be the most clutch player in the league when you were 5-21
against good teams?
Against good teams, and where you lost more close games than any other. All right, but knowing Steph Curry like I do, and I know him well, he's a stand-up gentleman.
No doubt.
He's probably feeling a certain kind of way about winning that award.
But
probably
it also tells you, Stoney, he wasn't the reason they're not in the offs.
Well, I'll let that there.
Okay, right.
I'll let that
there.
We love
you, sir.
I know we can't hold the best player accountable. I know that. Yeah, that was a shot at you, Goo. Because remember, you said you don't hold the players accountable.
I'm in a good mood today, baby.
Oh, I'm not trying to get you out of one. Maurice is in Pennsylvania.
Mo.
God's country. What's up, Maurice? How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you, Stoney and Guru?
Doing well, man. Baby. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, look, I'm kind of with you, Stoney. Look, if one of those cornerbacks would have been there that went before him, I would have loved to have gotten them. But this is Shanahan and Lynch kind of preparing for the future. I mean, we haven't seen a wide receiver yet come in as a rookie and actually be productive. So keeping Debo there, and it makes sense. They're going to have to move on from one of these receivers, and Brandon Ayuk and Pretty Ricky might be the wide receivers that are going to be Brock's boy going forward.
Yeah,
second and third round picks have worked for us. What are we worried about?
I'm with you. Thanks, Maurice.
Well,
hey, what part of PA you in?
Allentown, man.
All right. I like it. Hey, a little north of Reading.
Rockney Hall, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Look at the glow you have.
Rockney Hall's
if
one of the...
If I were your program director,
shut up, Ross.
You every time you make a reference
Rockney Hall,
to Pennsylvania High School.
Evan is on fire. Is that Spadoni? Both of them.
He just cited Rockney Hall. It's probably,
yeah, Spadoni's black.
I'd say it's the top five high school gyms in the country. Just an unbelievable
now I get,
gym.
I do quiver when I hear that. It's top five.
It's incredible.
Damn.
It's similar to Kezar.
Bishop O'Dowd, though. Out
what
here.
About him?
That original, the about? Original one? Come on, Stoney.
It was a bandbox.
That's what made it.
Nah.
All the character and big games that they've seen at J. Kidd.
I like bigger arenas.
Brian Shaw. Come on now. Me? Played during summer league.
Those don't count.
That's why I didn't play.
Yeah, you're right. 6'5" D'Angelo Russell also not having a great day.
I want to fight him.
Why?
He couldn't hit the side of a barn.
He struggled.
And then was eating or was on the phone during a timeout.
No.
Your ass should.
You missaw.
People are questioning LeBron and AD's leadership because they should have snatched him and brought his ass over.
Nah.
Dude, I don't like front runners.
I love them. You know what?
Play the Hornets and I'll hit 8 of 10.
You
and
do then you need D'Angelo to Russell dirty. He'll do you dirty back.
When did they do him dirty?
He's got to play more. Let's go to Gene in Oakland.
Our guy.
We always go to the guy who says
Jim
he agrees
Leland
with
lookalike,
Stein.
Too. That's, what
That's
looks
not
like.
A bad call.
Yeah.
What's up, Gene? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Jim Leland. Well, I gotta check that out. Last time I looked
it's
at
it's a compliment, Gene.
Him, he,
Gene, you don't smoke
no,
cigarettes, do you?
I choke on cigarettes. Yeah. Other than that, though, as I recall, he's a pretty handsome guy.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
All right, so I'm pretty much aligned with you guys on this whole thing. I haven't seen from the beginning that it makes any sense to let Ayuk go. Or Debo right now. I mean, listen, I think this year coming is maybe their best chance since they won the Super Bowl to win another Super Bowl. Next year could be problematic. I mean, you know, they could be losing Williams, Debo, and maybe Kittle. You know,
maybe even Jennings too.
And, Jennings, and don't they have to pay what's his name? The, safety, Bufanga. Anyways, definitely they got to go for it this year because you never know year to year, especially in football. I like the pick the more I read about him because we haven't really had a slot receiver guy that can, you know, play outside the numbers, as they say. I like this guy. So, you know, I think they keep him. They can hedge their bets for next year with him. I mean, if he really comes along quickly, makes it easier to let either Debo or I'm not sure about letting Ayuk go.
Right.
If they sign him to a contract, I mean, they're going to owe him probably $50 to $60 million in guaranteed money, but I could see them maybe letting Debo go if this kid really works out. So,
right.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, Gene. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. I'll just say this, Donnie. If no trade by Monday, and you're right, it's the big three now, and they're adding him to the quartet. There's no doubt that the message from Kyle Shanahan is, yeah, we got McCaffrey. Yeah, we got Debo and Ayuk, and Debo's a Swiss Army knife, but we need some more ammunition, and now we got a guy that can play the slot, and that will be the message to me. And that's why I told you when I walked in and I saw you, I said, I told you good morning, but I said, you got a victory lap in the sense that maybe Ayuk and Debo aren't as threatening as I thought.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, for all we know, they would have taken Nate Wiggins. That was a name that Brad Graham yesterday at the SF Niners on YouTube said if he was there, maybe that would be a guy that the 49ers would pluck. But he went 30. He went to pick before to the Baltimore Ravens. So maybe at that point, I think John Lynch said they had 22 players graded as first-round prospects. I wonder if this guy, I would assume he must have been one of them.
Yeah. And you asked me yesterday, what do you think you could get for Ayuk or Debo, Stani? So if they knew that they couldn't get a one, today is day number two and three, so this is when that would be expedited, that trade.
Yeah, if they go in that direction.
Yeah.
Jimbo's in the city. What's up, Jimbo? How you doing, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well.
So here's my thing, right? At wide receiver, we're kind of deep, but again, I guess I understand about the salary cap and stuff like that. I feel it's a reach for Pearsall, but also they talk about him being in the slot. We're a running team first, so I don't understand how he's going to get touches. He's not going to get more plays than Jennings, Debo, Ayuk. You know, you got McCaffrey coming out the backfield. We're a running team first, so that philosophy of trying to go three wide makes no sense for us.
Maybe that'll be a great
really
point. My bad.
Go ahead, Jimbo.
I just don't understand. Sorry, yeah. All right, guys.
All right, thanks for the call, Jimbo.
I
appreciate
up his rhythm. I was saying maybe that might change. I mean, you're still going to run because you got Christian McCaffrey, Stani, but maybe some things are going to change.
Somebody said, on the Xfinity Mobile text line that one. Oh, here it is from the 510. Stani, with one thing this pick told me, and this will maybe answer the question, is that maybe Kyle will make a small change in his philosophy. More runs out of three wide receiver sets. I don't know.
Yeah.
What'd you take of this pick if you're a 49er fan at 888-957-9570? To me, what this pick says is that they're going to go ahead and kick the can down the road and deal with either Debo, probably deal with Debo at the end of the year.
All right. And to me, Stani, I feel like this pick is saying we need to get more dynamic, and if there is no trade – that's what it really says, and they feel like this kid, you know, the caller just called in about the snap count or whatnot, he can contribute like he's going to. They'll have him up to speed.
888-957-9570 is the number, 415 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. This pick also shows you how much they believe in Brock Purdy.
Get him more weaponry.
Well, I mean, I don't I don't necessarily see it that way. I think
they go three wide, and now you got something they think is, can be productive from the slot, along with Debo, along with Ayuk and McCaffrey and Kittle, Stoney.
I mean, couldn't you say it shows that they're worried about Purdy because they think he's got to have more weapons?
See, you could pose that, but this is an indictment, and that might be too strong of a word, Stoney, but this to me is a Debo-Ayuk situation. They feel like that's not enough to scare teams.
Are 49er fans kind of with me in thinking that Debo or Ayuk's not going anywhere right now? Like, that's one thing that a couple things I've read into the pick. One is, I'm assuming now they're moving forward with these two receivers. Do you agree with that?
I disagree. I told you that.
So you think Debo's gone immediately?
Yeah, I think something happens today.
Okay. And then I guess I would just come back and say, well, then how are you better?
That's for Kyle to show us in a season, right? That would add pressure.
I mean,
people are going to question him, Stein, like they question this pick. But you know me. I don't ever put anybody on a pedestal. Steph Curry, one of them. But Mike Silver is tuned into this team, and I'm asking you just as a reporter, the smoke that's coming from his tweet, do you think there's any substance, not substance, because in that way, if you said no, like, do you think he's hearing, so that would mean something's about to jump off with Debo.
I don't think, why does it have to be immediate? Like, I don't understand why.
Because the second round is upon us today. Right. And if you wanted to do it and they thought this kid could hit the ground along with Ronnie Bell and Jennings, Donnie, that's why this was done for the immediate, the microwave, this upcoming season. And I get down the road, but using a first-round pick on a youngster that you're not going to stash away, that's just going to sit and learn a little bit.
Yeah. They're the defending NFC champions. Like, there's no rookie that's just automatically going to play on this team, I wouldn't think. I'm not saying they have no chance to play, but they got to find out if he's good. And they can find out if this guy's good while they still have Debo and Brandon Ayuk. 888-957-9570 is the number. What'd you read into the pick of Ricky Pearsall? What did you read into it? Just more weapons at wide receiver? Do you think it's setting the table for something long term? You think they're going to go get offensive linemen on day two? 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll talk more NFL draft on the other side.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.